This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We were just talking about this the other day because I mentioned that back when it first came out, I saw the movie American Underdog, basically the Kurt Warner story, and it brought back so many great memories, and it's hard to believe it's been 25 years since that big Rams Super Bowl and the greatest show on turf, and you know, it's got us thinking about that, and of course the big Super Bowl game coming up this weekend, and we're lucky enough to get former Rams coach Mike Martz on the phone with us right now. And Mike, thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. My pleasure, guys. Good morning to you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on here. You know, I was reading an article recently by Bernie Miklas where he was writing about the Super Bowl season and basically how you guys seem to come out of nowhere, and he called it the most unexpected season from a team that he had ever covered in 40 years as a sports writer. And I think he's absolutely right.
Yeah, everything just lined up right for us. You know, we had a terrific staff. There was a changeover on staff. We had a terrific receiver coach, and you know, we had some players in waiting. They're just waiting to be great players, and they just need the opportunity. You know, and we're able to get in a position where they can make plays. And you know, obviously, when you have a left tackle like Orlando, that solves a lot of problems before you step on the field. And then you play great defense like we did. Both those Super Bowl seasons, we were terrific on defense. So as much attention as the offense gets, you got to look at that defense too. Lennon Fletcher and, you know, Grant Wistrom and those guys did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, well, so did the offensive coordinator. We'll just throw that in there. So it was absolutely just amazing to think back on that. Did you see American Underdog? Did you see the movie?
I saw pieces of it. Unfortunately, the stuff that involved me with Kurt is none of it's accurate. None of it happened. So that dialogue never happened.
Oh, wow.
You know, it just didn't. You know, so but that's all right. They wanted to dramatize it a little bit. But the meeting that we had, which shows me talking to Dick, arguing against him, was just the opposite.
Wow. What Dick had said
to me in that meeting was, do you think he's good enough? Do we need to get Hostetler in here? Our jobs depend on it. And at that point, I said, absolutely. You know, I don't know. I didn't know how good he'd be, but I thought he'd be good enough. But there was a real groundswell in there to bring in Hostetler, and Dick was fighting that. Dick wasn't sure. He'd left it up. He had left everything up to us on offense about the quarterback. He really didn't get involved in it. But his suggestion when I first got there, we need to make a decision on this guy to let him out of here, or you know, put him in the mix. And I said, well, let's look at some tape on him. So look at the World League tape, and he was just phenomenal. I said, I don't know him, but he's very courageous, tough guy. All the things that you want a quarterback, he seems to have. Let's give him the chance this spring. And of course, he took full advantage of that.
And, yeah.
But it was just a tough, tough deal for a lot of guys in there to think that this guy could come from where he was and be, you know, on the roster as number two. And then, of course, everything happened to work out. I wish I could tell you I knew that was going to happen, but I didn't. Yeah, I just felt like he was good enough. But Dick was great about he stood back, he asked the right questions, and he just let us be. And that's kind of what really happened. There was nothing contentious between Kurt and I. And I was hard on him during practice. I made life miserable. You got to remember now, up in Green Bay, he walked away from that. He kind of stoved up or choked up a little bit, just couldn't get it done. And, you know, I set up for him in that meeting to keep him, and now I'm a little nervous about it, too. I got to make sure that he's going to be tough enough to handle the stuff I knew he'd have to handle. So once that we went through that camp started, then it was all, it's all sins are forgiven, you're ready to go kind of thing. So,
sure.
But a lot of great stories involved with that relationship, but it worked out terrific.
It sure did. Great memories for all of us. Absolutely.
We're looking forward to the Super Bowl on Sunday with the Eagles and Chiefs, and I'm curious if you have any predictions.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Questions for that?
It'll be a great game. One of the best Super Bowls, I think. I'm very excited to watch it. You like to see the Chiefs win. You like to see Andy. He's just a terrific guy. Probably the best NFL coach. One of the top three ever coached the game, I think. So, you'd like to see him get the three-peat. The only thing I would say is it's a bad team for them matchup-wise.
Yes.
They're a pressure defense. And a pressure defense, what you do is you run the ball against a pressure defense and get them out of that. So all those blitzes that he comes up with, they don't, they practice against the passing game and protections. They don't practice against a run, so it's got to hold up against a run, and you don't have the great gap control and all that stuff. So I know this, whenever we played, that's the Philadelphia defense, really, Jimmy Johnson's defense, we always just ran the ball at it. It's the best thing that you can do, and they've got that back, and they've got that offensive line that can get that done. So I think they create problems on the other side of the ball. Kansas City just isn't the strike force they used to be. They need a little bit more out there at wide receiver, I think. And Mahomes has been okay. He's been good, but he hasn't been that great player until he gets into the fourth quarter. Then he just kind of puts a cape on. So
yeah.
I think I would give the nod to Philly at this point just because of how they're winning and what they're doing. But it wouldn't surprise anybody, of course, if Kansas City just went in there and just put one on them.
Oh, yeah. And of course, you mentioned their running game. He's no Marshall Faulk yet, but Saquon Barkley is pretty amazing, and they're going to have to figure out a way to stop him, right?
Yeah, and the thing about that is the only way you stop him is you play with a middle-close defense. So you're playing with a free safety, which puts your wide receivers one-on-one. Yeah. And they've got these two gigantic receivers, one-on-one, they ought to be able to win. And that's where the Hurts really excels. Where he has problems is against blitz, because they didn't have blitz, real good blitz answers until it changed coordinators. They do now. And then the other thing is zones, where he's got to sit there and read a zone. He's not real good at that, but he's great. When you get a man coverage and he can just fling it and put the ball where he wants to, he's good.
I keep hearing more and more people who are accusing the referees of basically rigging the game to try to help the Chiefs for a number of reasons. Do you think there's any truth to that?
I don't know. For anybody to go there, you got to have some evidence of that. When you put it all together, if you take one or two games by itself, no. But when you put it all together, it makes you wonder. But remember, these referees are people too. You know, they've got emotions involved. And when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, great guy, one of the best ever to play the game, obviously, they like him. They want to protect him subconsciously. Maybe they help him a little bit. Who knows? But is it some sort of a covert way of going about this and helping them? I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think if you're an opponent of the Chiefs and they're winning by 3 points, these really close games, it would make you wonder. Certainly, you'd shake your head and you'd complain about it. But you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of college basketball, and I complain about every foul call too. So, you know, close game, you're complaining about those things. Coach Mike March, so tell folks, what are you up to these days? Are you completely retired? You're still doing some analysis?
I'm doing a little bit, you know. I work occasionally for the 33rd team, which is a website. And then I have a podcast. JT and I have a podcast, Talking Football with JT and Mike Martz. That we just finished our last, we just do it during the season. We just finished our last one last week, but you can find it online on YouTube. We have a lot of fun doing that every year. And we'll continue next year, I'm sure. But just a little bit. Makes me watch games every Sunday, but I'm in San Diego on vacation right now. So we got cold weather for a few weeks, but not much anything. We've got, you know, my whole life was spent away from my family. So here we get a chance to be with our kids and grandkids and date my wife again. So, you know, it's been fun.
Good for you. Coach March, thank you so much for giving us some time this morning, and particularly on vacation.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, you take care of yourself. Coach Mike March there, of course, great offensive coordinator for the greatest show on turf. Brings back to see. I'm glad that he pointed that out about that movie, because they make it seem like he had no faith in Warner and all this. They just kind of played it up, I guess, for dramatic reasons. And I'm glad to find that out. The reason I enjoyed the movie, it's not the best acting in the world. It's almost Hallmarky in some areas, if you know what I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, it brought back so many memories of that time. And you know, when Vermeil had to hold that news conference after Trent broke his leg, and you know, they don't know what they're going to do, and they're just praying for the best, and they're going to start this Kurt Warner kid, and nobody's ever heard of him, and then boom, it just explodes, and he's fantastic. And it was a great period of time to remember
that again. Has to be really irritating when what you've said is completely twisted.
Sure.
And you obviously can't go everywhere and start defending it. You know,
well, it's like that in the movie Rudy too. Have you heard that complaint, Carl?
That's such a great movie.
Dan Devine claimed that didn't happen. that he was not so hateful to this kid, and that the scene where all of the seniors came and threatened to turn in their jerseys and they weren't going to play if Rudy didn't get a chance, that didn't happen. And he said there was a lot of things
coach
were played
at
up
the time that movie came out.
Yeah, yeah.
You think about what Mike just said was the sacrifice that you make. Obviously, you're making a very large salary, whether you're a college coach or in this case, in the NFL, but I mean, how much time are they spending away from their families?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, particularly if they haven't relocated to the town where they're working.
Mm-hmm.
Some just come in and stay here temporarily for the season and then go back home. So I don't know if that was Mike's situation or not. But
get more at 971talk.com.